Hi, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Football Almost Daily. Today is Thursday, November 1st. Welcome to November. What are you thankful for, Trevor Jones?
Can we still call it Brocktober? Is it still Brocktober?
No. It's
Novemosweiler. thankful for health.
For Ryan Tannehill coming back soon. Yeah. Let's go over the auction slate on Fanball today. Getting this pot up a little later than usual, but frankly, people play the auctions later in the day rather than earlier. Our data suggests that this is true. So plenty of time for this to hit your earbuds, and then you can go off and play in an auction on Fanball. Fanball.com/bid will get you to the auction lobby. We have $3, $5, $10, and $20 auctions available in the paid games and also the free version that you can just go ahead and try it out. If you haven't tried it yet, I urge you to go try it. Trevor, I like to, the last couple podcasts when I've done the auction player pool, it's been me and Samurai, and I like to go quarterback then tight end because I focus on the two positions where you're only filling one guy into the positions. So let's start at the quarterback position first. Available player pool is Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Matthew Stafford, Patrick Mahomes, Philip Rivers, and Sam Darnold. Let's start off landmine. Who's the landmine?
It's Sam Darnold, right? I don't know if the upside is there with Darnold. And the rest of these guys are, you know, multi-touchdown, 300-yard type guys, whereas I guess with Darnold, they might throw a lot, but it's Miami. I don't think it's going to be a shootout. I don't think it's going to be a situation where he's playing from behind.
Feels like a 22-20 high-end kind of a score.
Yeah.
I'd probably go the under on this game if I'm betting it in Vegas.
Yeah, so I think he is really the only one you have to avoid. From there, I think Rodgers and Mahomes are top two pretty clearly.
Yeah.
Mahomes, the matchup isn't great. Cleveland's not terrible on defense. But he's invincible. You know, he's got the Mario Kart invincibility star. Doesn't matter to him. And then Rodgers
gets New England in what should be a shootout. Yeah,
you would think so, yeah.
So I guess the other three guys, Watson. I like Watson against Denver. I think that's an all right matchup. Mm. Stafford against Detroit. He's done well at U.S. Bank Stadium the last couple of years that they've been there. But he did lose Golden Tate this week. So that's kind of a blow to him.
Yeah, and they've committed more to the run recently too.
Yeah,
with Kerryon.
And frankly, Philip Rivers has a tough matchup. Seattle's been number one against the pass so far this year. I don't know if that's much of the who you've played or how you've played kind of a thing with Seattle so far. They haven't played a lot of great quarterbacks.
It's still interesting. Coming into this year, I thought Seattle would have a bad defense.
Yeah,
and they've at the very worst been above average, and even if these numbers are a little noisy to this point. Rivers, it's still tough going into Seattle. It's never an easy place to play. So I think he kind of falls. I would put him and Watson in the next tier, Stafford in his own tier, Darnold in his own tier.
Okay, so Rodgers and Mahomes, what are you bidding on?
Again, like I talked about last time I was on here, my thinking is usually let's go spend $5 to $6, $7 max on a quarterback.
So you're probably not going to get Rodgers and Mahomes because somebody's going to get up to the 8, 9, maybe 10 or
probably,
above.
Probably, yeah. But I think you can feel pretty comfortable with Rivers, Watson, or even Stafford for a few bucks.
Yeah. So there's five quarterbacks that you're essentially going to try to get somebody at the $5 level. I'm with you there. I like to move on to the tight end position next. Here's who we got. Benjamin Watson. Jordan Thomas, fresh off of his 2-touchdown performance last Thursday. I think he's had like 6 catches on the season, but he had 2 touchdowns. Kyle Rudolph, Michael Roberts, Rob Gronkowski, and Vernon Davis. This is an ugly tight end pool right here.
Yes.
This is hideous.
This is real bad. like half of these dudes, I couldn't tell you who they were before 2 weeks ago.
So is it, I mean, obviously, Gronk and Rudolph are probably the top tier here.
Man, I guess. Are we sure Rob Gronkowski is good anymore?
We're not, but he has a name.
He does have a name, yes. And it happens to be Rob Gronkowski. He hasn't done literally anything since week one. Has not scored a touchdown. hasn't topped 97 yards.
Well, 97 yards is pretty good for a tight end.
He hasn't topped more than 75 once.
Okay.
Well, yeah, no.
So, are you just ending up with a tight end here? Are you ending up with a dollar tight end just punting the position completely?
I think so. I like Benjamin Watson because I want pieces of that Saints-Rams game.
Okay.
But he's not a particular, you know, target hog or anybody that I would go out of my way to target. Yeah. Rudolph has been not as great as maybe we thought he would be this season, but it's a good spot for him at home.
Yeah, he's a good red zone target, too. He's good for a touchdown every other-ish game.
And then the rest of these guys, Vernon Davis isn't a good matchup, but he's like a backup tight end.
So, looking at this pool, somebody's going to spend $10 on Gronk, right?
Yeah.
Just because?
Probably.
Is Rudolph a $5 player, or is he less?
I'm not sure. Because the pool is so bad, Rudolph might go for more.
Yeah.
Just so someone doesn't have to pay even a dollar for these other...
So if
specifically
you
Thomas Roberts and Davis.
If you don't get Rudolph and you don't get Gronk, do you just you see Benjamin Watson come up and you're the first to hit $1 on him and you hope that it works?
Yeah, honestly, because I wouldn't spend more than a dollar on Roberts, Thomas, or Davis.
Okay.
If I had to pick one, I think I'd pick Vernon Davis just because the matchup against Atlanta is so good. But
well. You might be getting a tight end with the second last call where it hits zero and it just fills out your roster at the end of the auction.
Hey, idiot, here's your guy. Yeah.
Hey, idiot. all right, the running back position. Let's list them off. We have Aaron Jones against New England, Alvin Kamara against the Rams, Duke Johnson against Kansas City, Isaiah Crowell against Miami, Jamal Williams, second Packer in this pool, against New England, James White against the Packers, Kenyon Drake against the Jets, Lamar Miller against the Broncos, Latavius against the Lions, LeGarrette on the other side of the ball against the Vikings, LeSean McCoy against the Bears, and Philip Lindsay against the Texans. What sticks out to me here is I don't think I want any part of the Packers running game until I'm proven otherwise. In DFS or in season long. If I have him on my bench, I'll stick him on my bench and just leave him there. But I don't want to try to play this guessing game. Now that Ty Montgomery's gone, it clears up touches for somebody. Are we sure it's going to be Aaron Jones, though, or is it now just instead of 33%, 50% for each of these guys?
Yeah, that's the thing is Montgomery was hitting about 25-30% of the snaps.
Yeah.
So it's obviously a boost to both guys. I would still, if I pick one, it's Aaron Jones because he's just a better player. But Jamal Williams is the guy they, quote-unquote, trust in pass protection. Although they trusted Ty Montgomery last week, and that got him traded. So, yeah, but those guys I wouldn't be going out of my way to spend real dollars on.
It's not a particularly pretty player pool at the running back position either. It leads me to believe that people are going to really spend up on Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe James White as well, who I think – kind of stick out to me as the two guys that you might want to own in this player pool. Does James White get a discount because he wasn't a sexy name going into the fantasy season, even though he's delivering like on a supremely high level right
he's
now?
He's been probably a top 3-4 running back the past 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
When are we going to get over this thing where people never draft Patriots running backs, but eventually, one Patriots running back emerges every year as a top 5 PPR running back. Like Deion Lewis did it for a couple years.
Yep.
James White is just doing it now.
LeGarrette Blount did it with the 20 touchdowns or whatever he had that one year. Yeah. People who just like pass because like, I can't figure it out. You're missing out. It feels almost lazy.
Yeah.
That's more of a season long.
It seems like you should always take a stab at like two Patriots running backs in your draft, and maybe one of them pans out, but you'll probably figure it out quite quickly if it doesn't, and then you can just get rid of them.
Right. So, yeah, I think James White, I think people still think of him as, oh, he's the pass guy. And that's true. You know, he's not getting tons of carries, but if he's getting targeted like 7, 8, 9, 10 times a game, he's a wide receiver plus
a handful of carries.
Right, 8 to 10 carries.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he and Kamara are clearly the two top players here.
Anybody else you want to spend more than a couple bucks on?
Lamar Miller is in a really good matchup, but his playing time's getting kind of yo-yoed. Sometimes it's Alfred Blue, sometimes it's him. Philip Lindsay, Do you know what the status on Royce Freeman is?
I believe he's out for another couple weeks.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. So that makes me like Lindsay a lot. The Broncos have been run blocking really well, and he's been playing real well as well. He gets the passing game work too. Really, my strategy here would be to avoid a couple of guys. LeGarrette Blount is someone I want no part of. I know that Theo Riddick's still banged up, but he's not getting work.
Yeah.
3 carries last week, 10 the week before, 12.
So you're using your dollars to avoid disaster more than trying to spend up. If you can get Kamara, great. If you can get James White, great. But it's mostly just to avoid the disaster scenario.
Yep. Avoid LeGarrette Blount. I would say avoid LeSean McCoy, too. Last week, he actually had like one of his best weeks, which resulted in 15 fan ball points. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, he's averaging 9.8 fan ball points per game.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Not great. Even Isaiah Crowell is actually kind of appealing in this format. He's been real bad for a few weeks.
Good matchup.
It is a good matchup, and he is kind of the clear guy. Elijah McGuire might be back this week.
So you could maybe get out of your running back pool spending like $8 and getting Isaiah Crowell and Latavius Murray, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's an all right get if you're going to like save some money there. Problem is we've saved money at a lot of places so far today.
I know.
We're not spending a lot on quarterback. We said we're spending next to nothing on tight end. Running back, so I guess... Is it wide receiver? There's a few names here that are kind of interesting. We got Adam Thielen against the Lions. Cortland Sutton, who gets a little boost in his ownership percentages, I would say, on the salary cap game for sure, due to the loss of Demaryius Thomas to that offense. Devontae Adams is against New England. That should be a shootout. DeAndre Hopkins, another top-tier wide receiver right there. We got Demaryius Thomas, who's flipping around and now on the Houston side in a revenge game in Denver.
Yeah, that's like the quickest revenge game of all time.
Yeah. Emmanuel Sanders is also in this player pool. So we got, as of last week, all 3 Broncos wide receivers. Now, 2 of them are still in the Broncos. Julian Edelman had a really nice week last week. He gets the Packers. Keenan Allen is against the Seahawks. Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones, both in this player pool, both lost Golden Tate to their offense, so maybe they're getting a few extra looks. Rounding it out, we have Robert Woods against the Saints and Tyrell Williams, who's been pretty good lately, like a sneaky good player for the Chargers. He's going up against Seattle as well, so... we've saved a lot of money in our fictitious auction team. We've maybe spent $15 of our $60 on 2 running backs, a quarterback, and a tight end. So now, where are we going to spend that $45? Where are we going to drop $25 on a wide receiver, and where are we going to drop $20 on another one?
Yeah, you got to start at the top, Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
He's going for, the record of 9 straight games with 100 yards?
He's going for Calvin Johnson's record against the Lions, too.
There you go.
Right in his face.
I'm sure Calvin will be devastated. You can't go wrong spending on Adam Thielen. I'd expect him to go for probably
$30
or so. I think Devontae Adams is probably the next guy I'd look at. He's been getting tons of targets. He gets a lot of targets in the end zone, scores a lot of touchdowns.
Sure.
New England doesn't really have any good corners that you'd be scared to fire up Adams against. With Demaryius, are we sure he's had enough time to have revenge? You know what I mean? He hasn't like stewed in the, I'm upset, they traded me. I don't know if he's there, he might be in shock.
It's not revenge. Let's just put it that way. It's not revenge, but I'm sure he said all the right things as he was leaving Denver that I saw on Twitter, and like everybody in Denver was like, dude, thank you, you're awesome, yeah. You're gonna go in a Ring of Honor someday. It's slightly awkward that he's playing his first game as a Houston Texan in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
It's like seeing an ex-girlfriend the next day after you break up
with
her.
Right,
you know, one of those kind of things. But yeah, I don't think he's going to have hard feelings, but he might want to, kind of show him a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I still got it.
Because there has been a lot of talk. Like I asked, is he still good? I think that's been a pretty common question this week, and I'm sure he's heard it,
Yeah.
So that might be a little extra motivation there. But in that game, yeah, Sanders really sticks out now. He was the number one before.
He was the number one, and it's because of his slot usage, I think, and Case Keenum focusing on slot receivers.
So if anything, he picks up an extra couple targets maybe.
Yeah.
You really can't go wrong spending on receivers, which kind of makes me think, spend up on Kamara and James White. Get one of them.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
You get one of them because you're okay with, Emmanuel Sanders is like the sixth most expensive receiver, but I feel really good
there.
The
worst wide receiver in this pool is Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
And maybe Demaryius Thomas. Yeah. I don't even think Tyrell's that bad. Like, those are the landmines, and they're not even landmines.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of these guys have huge target shares. Now that Tate's out, we have both Jones and Golladay. Those guys look like real good bets for 9-10 targets. Keenan Allen, Edelman, those are, you know, slot heavy, you know, 10 target type guys. Robert Woods, even. I think Cooper Kupp is tentatively expected back.
So after looking at the player pool, we switched.
Yeah.
We've switched it. We're going, can see if you can get both White and Kamara.
That might be tough, but
what,
get one of them, I think.
So what if you spent $28 on Kamara and $28 on White, leaving you with $4 left for the remaining four positions. And you get $2 wide receivers, which you're going to end up with decent wide receivers.
Yeah.
If it goes to hot garbage, you're going to end up with Sutton and, you know, maybe Tyrell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to end up with quarterback du jour. Maybe you can get one of the other guys at a dollar who comes out early. Maybe you get Rivers at a dollar or something like that. And maybe you can get Vernon Davis or something.
Yeah, that's not a bad strategy. You would have such a massive edge in the running back. I mean, nobody – that's a lock for you have the best running backs.
Yeah, get one of them.
By far. Yeah, get one of them. I would take James White, actually.
Yeah, I think I would, too. You're going to get a little bit of a discount there, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Plus, he's still the only guy, whereas Kamara is dealing with the Mark Ingram problem.
It's a problem.
I don't think you can go wrong with any of these.
I like
most
it.
Of these receivers.
Yeah, that's all we need to do. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about the Friday slate, and I think we'll actually be recording a podcast for the Saturday/Sunday slate as well, and you can go play all these games at fanball.com/bid for the auction games, and you can just click around in there, and you can find the salary cap games or the draft games in the lobby. We appreciate all you guys who come and spend a couple bucks with us. We think they're fun games. Please come on by and keep playing them. So, for Trevor at TJones5, this is Matt Harrison at Explosive Output. We'll see you next time on Fantasy Football Almost Daily.